This is a promo for The Astrolic Explains,
a podcast where I, Chris, a non-scientist, ask astronomy questions,
and I, Alfredo, as the astroholic, try my best to answer them.
So, Doctor, what are black holes? Why is Pluto not a planet? What's up with the sun's poles? Why does Jupiter want us dead? Is Betelgeuse going supernova? How is the universe going to end? Can we hitch a ride on an asteroid? Is there
Chris, life... this is a 30-second promo.
You can find The Astroholic Explains on all your favorite apps or follow at The Astroholic on all social media.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. Well, it's still lockdown time here on Plague Island. It will probably always be lockdown time here on Plague Island. Perhaps it always has been. Maybe there was never anything else, and the outside world exists only in our fevered dreams. I mean, nightclubs? Who wants to pay to be surrounded by sweaty dickheads and music that's far too loud and paying too much for a pint? And concerts? Who'd want to listen to a potentially crap live show that other people are singing over and talking over and trying to record on their phones when you could stay at home and download a proper version for free? Well, nearly free. And sex? Who'd want to feel the touch of another human being and experience any level of physical intimacy when there's so much porn out there waiting to be skipped through impatiently with one hand? Actually, that last one seems to be untrue. I am certainly getting texts from gentlemen callers. Not many. I'm not inundated. I'm not beating them off with both hands. Sadly, I miss that guy. Anyway, there's this one strumpet that I occasionally have a go on. He's been messaging me and wants to do it again, despite the whole lockdown thing. And I'm a bit hesitant, to be honest. And not just because the joyless husk of a Home Secretary might turn up and fine us both, but also because last time was a bit... well, it was a bit bizarre. Not in the stick a fish up my bum and call me Brenda kind of way, just because he's quite a fan of The Devil's Lettuce. Personally, I'm not so bothered about it myself, but there is something incredibly sexy about stoners. It takes me straight back to the nights of fumbling with greasy teenagers in the back of parked cars and the unique scent that comes with mixing Lynx Africa, cheap tobacco smoke, and a boy who thinks that once a week is a good amount of time to shower. I don't know why it drives me wild, but Christ, it really does. Anyway, this dude who's been messaging me will regularly roll and smoke 2 or 3 jazz cigarettes of an evening, which is far too much for me. Just a bit of a breeze from his end of the sofa and I'm getting squiffy, which is great, you know, for generally sitting there watching telly and having a cuddle and things, but it gets a bit awkward when you're trying to get sexy. I find myself dissociating, almost. It's a bit like I'm having an out-of-body experience. Everything's going on down there, and yet my mind is wandering off, completely oblivious. I don't like that. Partly because you lose track of time, and it seems rude to ask if we've been at it for 20 seconds or a couple of hours because I wasn't paying enough attention. Oh, we hadn't even started? Oh, yeah. It's not even in yet, is it? All right, off we go then. Bouncy, bouncy. I remember once when this was a particular problem. I was dating a lovely young gentleman. He was lovely. I was quite into him, to be honest. He booked this romantic weekend away. It was autumn and we went somewhere in the countryside. It was gorgeous. All the leaves were changing colour, so we'd have a little waft of the giggle bush and then go for a lovely walk in the countryside. There was mist rolling over the hills and we were staying in this old hotel that had a huge log fire, and it was generally just very romantic. Blah, blah, wanky vomit. Anyway, we had a lovely dinner in this amazing hotel and it was all going great. And afterwards we went out for a quick helping of the naughty smoke and had this lovely time staring at the fire, all cuddled up and cosy and... oh, Jesus, even talking about it's giving me diabetes. It was lovely at the time, but it's one of those things where when people talk about me, you just think, oh, shut up. You honestly start to wonder if this is what all those smug couples' Instagram profiles are about. They just take all these lovely pictures and like, ah, oh, my life is just a series of these put together. Here you go. Look how happy and smiling we are. Ha 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 ha. Your life will never be anything close to ours. Anyway, so we had this lovely Instagram moment of an evening together. After dinner, we went up to our room for dessert. Eyebrows, eyebrows. But it didn't go great. It was so awkward because I wasn't really there. I was too stoned and couldn't focus on what was happening or what was going on at all. He was having a great time by the sound of things. I remember thinking in a distracted kind of way that it sounded like the neighbours were shagging, and then remembering that, in fact, that was us and we were doing it as I was thinking that, which is a very weird state to be in. But honestly, I couldn't tell you what happened. And I feel really bad about that because the rest of the weekend was absolutely the most romantic thing I've ever been a part of, including a time I accidentally walked through a marriage proposal in the park. But in my defense, they were right on the path and it was very busy and I had my headphones in and I didn't even notice until I almost tripped over the guy who was on one knee. And anyway, romantic night, getting sexy, but my mind was pretty much anywhere else. It feels a bit like the fade to black just before a sex scene on the telly. You know, where the kind of thing where it's on at tea time and everyone has to be PG-13 because parents don't want to have to answer awkward questions about who those two men are and what they're doing to each other so soon after countdown's finished. What I'm saying is, I was not paying the right amount of attention to the sex I was having with this lovely young man whose company I was very much enjoying and was seriously considering thinking about perhaps maybe one day calling him my boyfriend if nothing better came along. And not paying attention to the sex you're having is pretty bad. This is the thing I don't get about doing any other drugs and having sex. Because if you're not going to feel it and experience it and be there enjoying the sex you're having, then why would you bother at all? Of course, I should have known from experience, really. Once, a long time ago, while I was with this teenage stoner I mentioned earlier, I remember we were naked and he was doing his thing, and without looking up from what he was doing to me, he passed me the magic flute. And, you know, it seemed rude not to. Also, it felt very rock and roll to have a boy with his head in my lap doing nice things to me while leaning back and enjoying some wacky backy. The problem came when it was time to swap, and he laid back to smoke while I shuffled around to make him feel like a rock star for a few minutes. Except, having partaken of considerably more than I was used to, I struggled a bit. Well, that's putting it mildly. What actually happened was I fell asleep with his cock in my mouth. Not for a long time. It wasn't like a solid hour-long nap or anything. He wasn't stuck there like a pet that's just dozed off and you don't want to move in case you wake it. It was just a couple of seconds. It might have even just been a second, I think. It was very much just a kind of nom nom nom. Nom. I'm nom 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 nom. At least, I think so. I'm not 100%. Although, that would explain why he blocked me as soon as I left his flat later on. And, you know, not all sex has to be a beautiful, intimate moment between you and one other person whose very souls are entwined in the loving dance of giving each other one. Occasional random hookups or a sweaty 20 minutes in a dark room can be fun. But why bother if you're hardly going to notice, is my point. Sex is best when you're both present, enjoying yourselves and each other. It should be an interaction with the other person, not just a wank that involves a walking, talking sex toy. And you can tell when it's that kind of sex, because it's all a bit grim, and you're pretty much just trying to race each other to come first so that you know how to finish yourself off afterwards, and that's not fun. That's not what sex should be about. I like to think that I'm more than just a handsome face, an enormous penis, and a fantastic arse. I have a personality and interests. At least I did, I think. Nowadays it just tends to be Star Trek and the Golden Girls. Christ. I'm actually struggling to remember what I used to do back in the before times. Anyway, when it comes to drugs and sex, you're better off not mixing them. If you're going to be so off your tits that you can't enjoy it, then you're better off not having the sex at all. Or just do the sex first and then do the drugs. That way, you're much less likely to get woken up by someone's pubes tickling your nose. That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue. Bouncy, bouncy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.